After our last episode where we spoke to the Mayor's consort, Major Retired Rob Marshall, MBE, we're back this time with the Mayor of Runnymede, Councillor Shannon Says Marshall. So welcome back, Madam Mayor.
Hello to you all.
Now, you've previously explained that in your role you're recognised as the first citizen of Runnymede, and there's certain civic events you are invited to or you invite others to where you represent the borough. Now, one of those was recently your civic service. So what is that all about?
So the civic service is one of the obligations of being the mayor. It is an opportunity where church and state meet. So I have a service. I had it this time at St Paul's Church. Every mayor has a civic service. And afterwards, there is a lovely reception. So that's the obligation. Now, a mayor can choose to do whatever they like with that opportunity, and I decided to invite the Egham Band along.
Right.
And the Egham Band are a championship sectional brass band. Now, I have to say it like that because it's a bit like the Football League. They are in the Premiership of brass bands, and they played as a complete brass band in St Paul's Church, and they did some arrangements that nearly took the roof off. It was astonishing. I was very pleased with that. They also had the Jubilee High School Choir, and they came along and sang, and we had some readings. All fairly straightforward church stuff, but you know, very traditional, and everyone had a big smile on their face when we sang the national anthem because they did that with all the bells and whistles.
Brilliant, fantastic. So apart from the bands, who else did you invite? Who is there certain people that have to come or because it's your event?
So I invite all the Surrey mayors. I invite the Lord Lieutenant. He sent two deputy lieutenants. I invite my friends and family, of course. I invite lots of voluntary groups, dignitaries, councillors. It was a big congregation, actually. I think it was about 120 people in the end. But it was an open service, so anyone can attend the civic service. That's who I invited.
Brilliant. And then afterwards, I guess there's always tea and cakes. And I believe there was the great mayoral bake-off, was there not?
Yes. So we had a delightful vintage afternoon tea on lovely china, bone china, cups and saucers and little dainty cakes. And yes, you're quite right. So I have to start at the beginning. So the Mayor of Waverley started it. So this year we have lots and lots of lady mayors. I'm not saying that ladies like cakes, but the Mayor of Waverley did the most tremendous cake, you know, a fruit cake with the marzipan and the icing on the top. And then she did the crest of Waverley Borough Council top and a little bit of decoration. It was impressive. So then the Mayor of Spelthorne, she had her civic service and she said, I'm going to trump the Mayor of Waverley's cake. So she did exactly the same fruit cake with the marzipan and the icing. But then she had a sugar swan sculpture on the top, swimming past the Spelthorne crest. So I said, right, well, my civic service is coming up and we will win this bake-off. So I had the fruitcake, had a little ginger fruitcake, actually, and we put the marzipan on and the icing and the crest of Runnymede Borough Council. And then we covered it in flowers and bunting. And then the Chertsey Men Shed made a special cake stand for it. I have to say it was the silliest thing, and Ben Beecroft, the vicar at St Paul's, came and blessed the cake.
Brilliant, well done. So yes, so as I say, hopefully you came out on top on that one. No Hollywood handshake there, but I'm sure there was applause and appreciation from all that attended. So let's turn to one other event that you recently have been to. That was the Chertsey Friendship Group. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the Chertsey Friendship Group meet on a Monday afternoon, Monday lunchtime, and they have a hot meal, two courses, and then they have entertainment. And they have a little stand there where they sell things and they swap clothes. And really, it's a way of people get together back into the community again at the Chertsey Hall. It was very well attended. There were about 60 or 70 people there when I went. They actually need 100 people to make it completely viable. So they are looking for new people to commit to going along regularly. And I have to say, it was such a lovely place to be. The Chertsey Hall, so bright and sunny, and the people that were attending on that day were really welcoming. So I just wanted to give them a little mention, and it was a lovely afternoon.
So anybody, obviously, in the borough of Runnymede, let's say, are invited along to attend. Is it a certain age group?
No, it's not a certain age group. There were all sorts there. So there was a young woman there who had Down syndrome. She was attending with her mother. There were our more senior members, people who didn't actually live in Runnymede. There were just people that wanted to get together, eat a meal in company, and then have a little bit of light entertainment. Oh, and I didn't mention that they did start dancing just as I left.
Oh, well, and a full afternoon of entertainment. So is that every Monday afternoon, as far as you know, Madam Mayor?
I think it is every Monday afternoon. Yes, they made a short break in the summer, but I think that's going to go through to Christmas.
Brilliant. So that's the Chertsey Friendship Group. As always, time has beaten us once again, Madam Mayor. So thank you. Take care until next time, and we'll catch up very soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Bye-bye.